Tonight's edition of Twitch Ultimate Trivia is sponsored by our friends over at IP Vanish. Back on the podcast, what is IP Vanish? IP Vanish is a virtual private network. That's a VPN for short, and a VPN, that is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computer, tablet, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. What you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing. And that's important because what you're doing on the internet isn't any of my business and it's no one else's business either. IPVanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. IPVanish starts at just $3.49 a month. For just $3.49 a month, $27.99 a year, you can help protect your online privacy and security with anonymous IP addresses. That means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anybody on the web. You can circumvent any online censorship. IPVanish has more than 1,500 servers and 70-plus locations. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IPVanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing. 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help. If you remember, they supported the show a few weeks ago. They've come back in an even better deal, wanting to offer something special for the new year. You're getting 65% off now. Go to IPVanish.com/Rob to claim your savings. They have plans starting at just $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year. This is the time to sign up. With our discount and their current promotion, you can get a VPN for 65% off their usual offering. IPVanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot with more than 6,000 reviews. So show them some love. They're repeat sponsors. Remember, it's IPVanish.com/Rob to get the deal and start protecting yourself online. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, we are back with the first round of Twitch Ultimate Trivia for 2021. Yes, that's right. This past December, we said, what would happen if we turned this week in Survivor history into a full-fledged Survivor game show? And that's exactly what we are back here to do tonight. And please welcome the man who is the creator of Twitch, the Twitch Quizmaster. Here he is back again. It is the great Jordan Kalish. Jordan, yes. How are you?
I'm doing great. Back in December, we said that this was a test run. Everyone was like, okay, this is just going to last one episode. Dees is not getting an episode two, but here we are.
Yeah, it was just the very beginning of it. It was
seeds, baby.
Yeah, and now it has blossomed into a full-grown plant, not full bloom. But a full-grown plant. There you go.
Yes. We have a great plant here, and we have five new games of Survivor Trivia that we are going to... Well, not five new games, but five games that are, I guess, new to the people who haven't listened to this yet. Okay. But we are ready to go.
Okay. All right. Yes. If anybody's re-listening to the podcast that they've already heard it, then they will not be new games to you, but they're new to us here.
Some of them will. Some of them will.
So we are doing this on video also. So if you want to check this out on our YouTube channel, or you can click on the post on robhaswebsite.com to get the video. And of course, subscribe to the podcast at robhaswebsite.com/iTunes. Okay. Here with us to come back and play some more Twitch. Of course, you can hear her currently talking about The Bachelor on the Bachelor Wrap Up feed. It is the great Haley Strong. Haley, how are you?
I'm excited to be here again.
Yes.
Jordan. For years, you refused to invite me onto Twitch, and now I'm here for my third time. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah. I'm pretty sure this is your third season in a row. Well, I guess we didn't really... Yeah, third season in a row that you've been here. Pretty sure.
Yeah. I think that there was some fake news that you did not like Survivor Trivia.
There was. Big mix up on my part.
Yes.
Say anything about it.
Okay. All right. Making his Twitch trivia debut here today. Very excited to have back with us. AJ Norris is here. AJ, how are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm excited to be on the sequel. Everyone knows the sequel is the superior one. So let's get it.
Yes. AJ, what have you been up to?
I've been sitting in the corner waiting for you to call me.
Okay. I know it's been a minute since we got to talk.
It's really been like, we talked on the Patreoncast, but before that, it was like, at the beginning of December, I think, with the Friggin' Five, which is such a great podcast. Y'all should go listen to.
Yeah.
It's outdated, but it's still fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, AJ, excited to have you back here. Could you rate your Survivor Trivia knowledge?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. All
yes, right. Yes. I am not good at
setting the bar low. Okay.
set them low so that way you can knock them out the park.
Okay. All right. And then we have a Twitch legend here with us back, taking a break from covering Survivor South Africa Season 5. Here is the great Shannon Gus. Shannon, how are you?
Hi, Rob. Thank you for calling me a Twitch legend. But actually, you should know that the stakes are high today because I'm on a 2-game losing streak with you on Twitch. Mm-hmm. I'm on a 2-game losing streak with Haley Strong just on general rap
trivia
game shows. Yes. Which, and I don't even do that many RTP game shows. I'm pretty sure everyone I've done has been with Haley and that I always lose.
Why? What else do you compete against Haley? A Family Feud?
Pointless.
Oh.
So we should really team up on maybe this and just completely dominate the field. Just kidding, AJ. We
gang up on AJ.
Yeah, I don't have any. Like,
AJ and I should mine our knowledge and hope to beat Shannon. Because
no, I need to beat Haley in something someday.
I'm not that good at Survivor Trivia. Like, half these seasons I haven't watched in 10 years. Jordan messaged me being like, hey, girl, like, these are the seasons. And I said, great. I'm not looking into any of these. Thank you, though. I appreciate
it. You text that. Haley, like, hey, girl, here are the seasons?
I didn't know. Hey, Haley,
that might be hyperbolic.
I don't think I've ever said hey, girl, hey to anybody in my life.
I don't like a hey, girl, hey.
It didn't sound right.
I'm embellishing, okay? Let me yes. live.
Jordan, maybe that could be your new podcast opening.
A lot of times I'll hit someone up with a yo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What did you say to me? Let's look it up.
Mm-hmm. Probably hey, Haley.
No, you just told me the seasons, and that's it. You didn't even say hi. You just sent me the seasons.
I'm very professional. It's probably in the middle of the workday today, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Jordan.
It was 9:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Last night? That was yesterday.
I guess so.
I think
okay.
that was today. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I'm losing track of time.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into Twitch Ultimate Trivia. Jordan, how will these rounds work?
Okay, so we'll just go with the first round now because I don't want to confuse anybody. I know I have a penchant for doing that in the past, so we're gonna keep it simple, stupid. So the first game is called Twitch List.
Yeah. Well, before we get to Twitch List, let's just set up the rules, okay, the structure of the show.
Okay, the structure of the show. So we are going to play two games. The scores of those games will be added together, and then whoever has the lowest point total out of Haley, AJ, and Shannon will be out. They'll still get to stay on the podcast. They can stay and hang out. I might ask them to help with certain things like scorekeeping or figuring out who buzzed in first if it's a buzzing game. But after the first two games, somebody will be eliminated from the competition. Then we'll have two more games. Whoever has the highest point total after those two games, and the points get wiped off the board, by the way, after the first person's eliminated, okay, goes back to zero. Whoever has the highest point total at the end will face Rob in more of the typical Twitch-type trivia.
Okay. All right. So tell us about round number one, Jordan.
Okay. Round one is called Twitch List. It's the same thing that we did in December for round one. I think this is going to be a recurring game. It got a lot of positive feedback after the last round, and I think it's a fun game. So Twitch List, the way it's going to work, I am going to give you a category of things from Survivor. It could be something like, I mean, it won't be this, but it could be Survivor winners. Obviously, there
I love
are,
that.
Yeah, there are 38 people who have won American Survivor, and you would have to go one by one naming a Survivor winner. You get a point for every correct answer. If you are wrong or if you repeat an answer, you cannot gain any more points. So you're eliminated from that round, and you're not going to be able to gain any more points. It'll go to the next two people, we're going to do three of these Twitch lists, and each one is worth a good amount of points.
Whoa!
Well, I mean, it's 1 point per it's 1 point per answer. I mean, it's three and it's three rounds. It could be a lot of points.
Okay. All right. So,
And also, if two people are eliminated, there's only one person left, and you're still in the game, I will allow you to gain one more point on top of your total if there are any more items left on the list.
Okay. All right.
Reward for the last
so,
one remaining.
Jordan, will you tell us what the category is here? Let me give you a drum roll, okay? Category is
Okay, so this week in Survivor history, for the first time, a player who was eliminated pre-merge returned to play a second season. There are 12 players who did not make the merge on their original season who have returned for at least one additional season. Name them. So by original season, it means that someone like Tina or Tony, who have been voted out pre-merge in their Survivor career, obviously they were winners their first time out. People like them would not count. There are only 12 people who were pre-merge in their first season and return to play Survivor. And we're going to go, the order on my scoreboard is Shannon, AJ, Haley. So Shannon is going to start.
Pre-merge or pre-jury?
Pre-merge.
Ooh, okay. I don't know why I can't think of anything. I am drawing massive...
You got this, Shannon.
She's faking you.
I'm now like, no. I'm actually really not, because I was thinking of a pre-jury person and that was my answer. Okay, pre-merge, I will say Kimmy Kappenberg.
Kimmy Kappenberg is correct as an answer, not about a lot of things. But AJ Norris.
Loved your joke right then, and that was so fair.
Oh, my Lord.
AJ, you're up.
I'm going to go with Michaela Bradshaw.
Michaela is correct. Hallie.
I'm going to go Bobby John.
Bobby John is correct.
That's a good one.
Up to Shannon.
Can I stay with problematic Coochie members and go Scoopin?
You can stick with that. And Scoopin is also a right answer in this particular quiz. AJ.
Francesca Hoagie.
Francesca Hoagie is, of course, correct.
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob is incorrect because he was one of those pre-jury, but not pre-merge in Marquesas. So Haley is out. You have 1 point on this round. It is up to Shannon.
Russell Swan.
Russell Swan is correct.
Kelly Wentworth.
Kelly Wentworth is correct.
So it's original season.
Original season, yeah.
Why am I drawing such a blank?
I'll give you 5 seconds to give me an answer.
Very fair. I'm drawing such a blank.
Need an answer? If not, AJ will be able to gain 2 more points potentially. Unfortunately, Shannon.
That's fair. I don't know why I'm drawing such a blank.
So, AJ, if you can give me one more, you get one point. If you give me two more, you get 2 points.
Is Shianne one?
Shianne is one. That she's the first
pretty
one.
Much. She's the one.
That's a tricky one.
You got us like Jeff got them.
Yep. Yes, fake merges do not count as merges. And AJ, per the rules of the game, you can gain 1 more point.
Who was in the second chance ballot? Oh no. Wait, problematic guy. What's his name?
Which one? Doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah,
Jeff Farner, unfortunately, was in the same spot as Boston Rob, where he was the he made the merge, but he was pre-jury. So AJ gets 4. Yeah. Shannon has 3. Haley has 1.
How many are still up there, Jordan?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 more.
4 more. Okay,
ooh, I know.
I can give you Monica Culpepper.
Monica's correct.
And from the same season, Colton.
Yep, Colton's also correct.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And how about this one? Beast Mode Cowboy.
Caleb Reynolds, Beast Mode Cowboy is correct. And there's one more.
Yeah, I don't know the fourth one.
Well, you got one Culpepper. It is the other Culpepper.
Brad Culpepper.
Brad Culpepper is the last
yes.
one.
So, Tom Brady's neighbor.
Yes, good job. He's apparently I saw his picture on the side of a bus today. I think was in the was I don't remember
you
if it
saw
was the
Brad Culpepper's picture on the side of a bus.
No. His picture was on the bus. I think someone posted in the patron group or some Survivor group that I'm in. It's a huge picture of his face advertising his law firm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we are going to go now to the next list. Again, AJ, you're in the lead with 4. Shannon, you have 3. Haley, you have 1. The next Twitch list, and the order will be AJ, Haley, Shannon. This week in Survivor history, we saw Jeri Manthe receive the first of 23 votes in her Survivor career. We also saw Rupert return from the Pearl Islands to play Survivor All-Stars. He's received 21 votes in his Survivor career. 15 other players have received at least 20 votes. name them. Final tribal council votes and votes
in one season.
No, this isn't in their career. So final tribal council votes for a person do not count. Votes negated by an idol do not count. So these are votes received in their survivor career. AJ, you are going first.
Andrea.
Andrea is the number one on the list with 36. Hallie.
How many people are we trying to get to? How many?
There are 15 total on the list.
I'm going to go with James.
James is not on the list. So, Hallie, you don't gain points on this list, and it is Shannon's turn.
Philip Shepherd.
Philip Shepherd is on the list. He has 22. He's ninth. AJ.
I'm going to go with Ozzy.
Ozzy's number two on the list with 34.
Look at me.
Penna.
Penner is fourth on the list with 24.
How about Parvati?
Parvati is very impressively by her because she's played so many times, not on the list. So Shannon, you can gain two more points.
Laura Moret.
Laura Moret is on the list. She's tied with Penner at 24.
I'm going to guess Kelly Wentworth.
Kelly Wentworth is on the list with 23. She would have a lot more. I think she would actually be in first or second place if it weren't for all the votes she's canceled out by idols. So
I was thinking she got 12 votes, but she didn't. And she still is 23.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, she still has a lot of
nine votes in the 12, I meant. Yeah.
So right now, our scores, we have Shannon with 7 points, AJ with 6, and Haley with 1. And we're going to our third Twitch list. Okay, so the order for this one would be Haley, Shannon, AJ. Oh, Rob, do you want to see if you could get any of that?
How about Spencer?
Spencer is not on the list.
Okay. Who else did you have?
Just to name a few, we have Sierra with 32. Mm-hmm. We have Sierra Easton, yeah. We have Joe. We have Tyson, Zeke, Adam, David Wright, Abby Maria, and Aubrey.
That's a tough list we've done on the show.
It is a tough one. But we are going to the third list now. This is probably a tougher list, maybe. I don't know. We'll
tougher?
See. I don't know if it is. We'll see. I think it would be tougher. This week in Survivor history, Misty Giles became the first contestant to go to Exile Island on its titular season. Also this week, Sylvia Kwan was exiled in the premiere of Survivor Fiji. 15 other contestants have been sent to an auxiliary island during a premiere episode. This includes Exile, Redemption Island, Ghost Island, Edge of Extinction, and the Island of the Idols.
What'd you call that? An auxiliary island?
I always have a trouble saying that word.
An auxiliary island?
Why would I know? I think so.
Okay. It's an island that's not like the camps.
I didn't know that's what we call it. I've never in 11 years of Survivor podcasting, I've never heard anybody.
I've been wanting to say this for a while. You're too hard on Jordan. Okay. I agree with Jordan most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Auxiliary is a word, and I want to say no one remembers this, but I listened to this week in Survivor History Ultimate Trivia like 2 days ago, and Jordan said it was a portmanteau, and one of the things was blood versus water, redemption returner, and you said Vetus, but he said redemption, which was Tina, and you fought with him on that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to back Jordan here.
Thank you, Shannon. Shannon gets seven extra points.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So, I don't know if that's what Felipe called it, and I liked it. Felipe was
Rob
actually
did not enjoy that.
I did not, because Vetus was a returner that played.
He said redemption returner.
Redemption returner.
He said the word redemption. I went back and I checked.
Okay.
Wow. Was it worth getting fired for this? Jordan, you owe me so much.
Yes.
Shannon, you better make me win.
We'll see. So you're in the lead.
The next question better be Best Survivor South Africa.
Okay, so Haley, you were going first. Auxiliary Island. I don't know why I can't say that word right now, but yeah. Felipe did send me this list. I thought it was a good term for it.
So this is players that got sent to another island in episode 1.
In the premiere episode. So as long as it happened the first night that the episode aired, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that happened before the first tribal council. As long as it was a premiere episode, this mm-hmm. person, this counts. So this is people who've been sent to another island, either Exile, Redemption, Ghost, Edge of Extinction, Island of the Idols in a premiere episode. And Haley, we are starting with you.
I think for the first one, I'm going to have to use up an easy one with Natalie Anderson.
Natalie Anderson, of course, was sent to the Edge of Extinction. You get a point. Shannon.
I'll take an easy one, too. I'll go Reem.
Reem, dude.
Dude, this auxiliary island is so lame.
I called out Rob, and he was so mad about it. Okay.
AJ.
Oh, my God. Francesca.
Francesca, yes, got sent to Redemption Island.
Give me Semhar.
Semhar also got sent to Redemption Island.
I will go Elizabeth Beisel.
Elizabeth Beisel was sent to the Island of the Idols. That is correct. You get a point. AJ.
Rupert.
Rupert, yes, was sent to Redemption Island. That is correct.
Candace
was also sent in the same episode to Redemption Island. Shannon.
I will go Marissa.
Marissa, yes. Also in that same episode, sent to Redemption Island. AJ.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Sugar.
Sugar was not sent in the premiere episode to Exile Island. So AJ is out, and Haley, it's up to you.
AJ, that would have been mine. So thank you for taking that one for me. But I'm gonna be out right after you. Trying to even think. Was it Natalie Anderson on her first season too?
No. That is not correct. So Haley, you are out. Shannon, you can gain up to 2 more points.
I think it was Val.
It was Val. Mm-hmm.
Jacob Derwin.
Jacob Derwin sent to Ghost Island. That is correct. So you have 5 in this game. AJ has 2. Haley has 3. So right now the scores are Shannon with 12, AJ with 8, Haley with 4, and I hope that is correct. Rob, can you think of any more?
I know it's with Jordan. Am I right, Rob?
Yeah. Is it correct? Rob might be winning right now. We don't.
Right. Was it Val, and was it Keith Nail?
Yep, she was there with Keith Nail. So that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. And how many more are there?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 more. You guys did a good job with this list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trying to think if, did we say Francesca?
We did say Francesca, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm...
Did we say Tina?
Who? Tina? Tina was not...
Now, who else you got?
So we got we got Penner. We got Dan Kay was actually the first person sent to exile in Gabon. It was not Sugar. Sugar went basically every other.
That was
time.
A good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess. That stuff.
How could I miss Dan Kay?
We have you guys just said Keith. Donathan also the Ghost Island premiere was a 2-part episode. So Donathan was sent there.
Oh, you going hour 2?
I said that before the game. I said if it was the first episode, which it was, if it's a 2-part episode, even if it's the first episode, it counts. It was 1 episode. It counts as 1 episode. And then Amber, you guys missed from.
All right. Because it was a 2-part episode. Also, I think we might get the running theme on what we were missing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So good job, though. Shannon, you have a 12-8-4 lead over AJ and Haley, respectively. So now we're going to go to game 2. And this game comes from Sarah Carradine, who, along with Grace Leader, we had a good meeting where we came up with a bunch of different games that we're going to be using over the course of the season. This was one of them. And the game is called Seeds Baby. Sarah Carradine came up with the questions for
Seeds Baby.
Obviously, there was going to be a game called Seeds Baby. We were like, we wrote it down. We didn't even have an idea. And we were like, how are we going to turn this into a game? So we did. I'm going to ask you a total of 9 questions. For each one, you may buzz in as soon as I'm finished reading. If you answer correctly, you'll get 2 points. However, if you answer incorrectly, you'll lose 1 point.
Oh.
Your opponents will also have the opportunity to buzz in after an incorrect answer. Each player may only buzz in once for each question. The game is called Seeds Baby because the first letter of each answer in order will spell out my catchphrase. Therefore, the answer to question one starts with an S, question two starts with an E, and so on.
Okay.
All right. So it's
I have
really
a question. Defined.
Yes.
Why?
How do you spell Seeds Baby?
Do we lose a point if, like, say, for example, I buzz in, I get it wrong, and Shannon buzzes in and gets it wrong. Did she lose a point too?
She would also lose a point. You don't have to buzz in on any question. If you don't buzz in, you won't lose a point. But if you give a wrong answer, you will lose a point. And if two people get wrong answers, the third person will have the option to answer the question, or they could just choose not to, so they don't risk it.
Jordan, you should do this next time, but with your other famous catchphrase, "Hey girl."
Hey, I believe is what Haley said.
Hey, girl, hey.
It would be shorter too. I wouldn't have to write as many, or Sarah wouldn't have to write as many questions.
Okay, so the correct responses all start with S E E D S in the five answers, and then is there part two that's B A B Y?
Yes, there are nine of these. So yes, seeds baby.
Okay. And you can ask them in sequential order.
We're up to. You guys have to keep track of what we're up to. I'm not going to say like we're up to like the letter S. You can write down Seeds Baby if you want, and we'll go from there. You guys ready? So you're buzzing in, and Rob, you're going to be the judge of who buzzes in first. Okay, you could buzz in by saying your name. So it should be your name, or should it be something else?
I'll say seeds.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shannon's going to say seeds.
Yeah,
I'm going to say baby then, obviously.
Yeah, might have to raise your hand also.
And I'm going to say exclamation point.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot.
Rob, you got to be on the ball here.
I'm watching. I'm watching.
Okay, because I'm going to be on the reading the question. So, who was the first tribe to go to tribal council in All-Stars?
Exclamation point.
Now, AJ, I didn't see a hand go up. I do think that AJ started exclamation point first.
Okay. So.
Really? Go to the tape. This is uncool. The problem is the one. Right, just pulled him out. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. AJ, what is the answer? Okay.
The answer is Saboga.
Saboga is correct. Okay. So question number two, and you should know what letter we're on at this point. Whose most desperate moment came in episode 9 of Micronesia when she declared, "I'm in such a hot pickle"?
Oh, well, baby. Haley.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I'm reading the question.
Well, she can't buzz in before you finish the question?
I set down the rules.
Let her buzz in. What are you doing? Why being said?
Jordan, finish the question.
No, she should get to buzz in.
This was a two
stickler.
I didn't realize it was a
you know what? Technically, I will say this. I did technically read the question because the second sentence is a statement, not a question. So I guess per the rules, that is correct. And Haley was the one who buzzed in.
Yeah.
Haley, what's the answer?
Eliza.
Eliza is correct. The second sentence was, while she named the episode, she was unfortunately voted out.
If she's ready to go, that you gave the letter of what it starts with, and she thinks she knows it, let her buzz in.
Did you write the rules of this game, Rob?
You made me the judge.
Okay. Let's get on with it. We're up to the third question, number three. Kathy Fluckman. Okay.
Because then you're going to finish reading the question. Everybody's going to buzz in at the same time.
Fine. Okay. Kathy Sleckman was the first fan to visit this location in Micronesia.
Exclamation point.
AJ.
AJ.
Exile Island.
Exile is correct. Okay. Question number four. This runner-up returned to play in Heroes versus Villains.
Feet.
Shannon.
Oh, hey.
Danielle DiLorenzo.
Danielle DiLorenzo is correct. I would have also accepted Donaldson.
I don't know, Jordan. I don't know. Not
I would have
cool.
accepted it. Danielle was definitely the first answer.
We would
that
not
I have.
Have accepted it.
I wouldn't have accepted it.
It's correct, Jordan, technically. Please. I mean, you said the better answer. Yeah. Question number five. Who was the architect? Yeah. Who was the architect of the luxury shelter on Survivor Fiji?
Exclamation point. I think AJ.
Oh my God.
My brain.
Sylvia.
Sylvia
is correct. I was watching that premiere episode for the first time, I think, since I've listened to the Evolution of Strategy, and I could not get that out of my head every time. It's hilarious. Yeah. Okay, question six. So we're on the second word now. It wasn't until his third season when we found out that a certain gravedigger doesn't follow this type of etiquette.
But seeds.
Shame.
I don't remember the word I'm meant to be saying. Banana.
Banana is... Correct.
I know, Shannon. I just keep raising my hand. I'm like, I'm supposed to be saying something, but I'm not supposed to say the answer yet.
As I raise my hand, I don't know what word will be going out of my mouth. It's too complicated.
Name either of the two contestants who were allowed to break the pinchers off their bugs before eating them during the Australian Outback Roast Food Challenge.
Seeds.
Shannon.
Amber.
Amber is correct. The other one was Alicia, which is kind of a tough question, but they're the only two people on Australia.
Tribe mates.
I just guessed what an, yeah, with A. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not to say where we are.
Okay. What was the name of the younger woman's tribe in Panama?
Seeds.
Wow. Shannon.
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta is correct.
How do you know that?
Why don't you know all the tribes from Survivor Panama?
I didn't even say what color the tribes are.
It was blue. Mm. It lasted one episode. Okay, let's just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Last question. Who knocked Johnny Fairplay's head into the side of a canoe during the Micronesia?
Haley.
Yeah. Yule.
It was not your
exclamation point.
AJ.
Oh, shoot.
Yao Man.
It was Yao Man. So, Haley, I have to take a point away from you on that one. So, you get 1 point in that game, which means that you have a total of five.
I just always had Yule on the brain, I guess. How could you blame me?
Who don't have Yule on the brain?
Very fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yule.
Yeah. AJ has 16 total points. And Shannon, after that game, you have 20 total points. So, unfortunately, Haley, you have been eliminated from the quiz, but not from the podcast. You are still going to play a vital part in the goings on here, which
I'm scared.
This is a fun one for me because this is the first time I've ever again existed past a round in a game with Haley Strong. Not only has she beaten me, I've never made it past the first round, and I did get kicked off both podcasts. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
we're a lot nicer. We don't kick people off. It was my original idea that I was okay, we're gonna vote somebody off. We're gonna make them be really mean to each other. And Rob said no.
I didn't think it was necessary.
No.
Yeah. Shannon, but do you want to talk some trash to Haley Strong now?
No. She still has me 2-1. I love Haley Strong. And I've pretty much reserved that for either you or Jordan based on how I feel in that second. I'm pretty much good with my actual competitors at this moment, Haley and AJ.
All right. Duly noted. All right. We'll be right back with the showdown between Shannon and AJ coming up here on Twitch Ultimate Trivia. But first, let me take a moment and thank a sponsor. And those are our friends over at Monk Pack. Delicious, nutritious food you can count on. We thank them for sponsoring this podcast. You know, healthy snacks, they have a bad reputation. And let's be honest, some don't taste very good. They don't fill you up. And they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. But this episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, the maker of snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. Monk Pack, keto nut, and seed bars. Yep, you heard me.
Seeds, baby.
They contain 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. I have these up here in the studio. They are great snacks, 150 calories for something on the go. I've got sea salt, dark chocolate, peanut butter, dark chocolate. It's all the stuff that I love. They're sweet, they're salty, amazing. Monk Pack keto nut and seed bars.
Seeds, baby.
They've got a perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, baby, but still manage to be soft and chewy. They come in delicious flavors: caramel, sea salt, dark chocolate, peanut butter, dark chocolate. Perfect for a quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth without the guilt. Enjoy Monk Pack nut and seed bars as a quick breakfast while running errands or as a workout. They're keto friendly, gluten free, plant based, non GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. Tastes incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or the taste they provide. And when you shop online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store and get them delivered right to your door. Try it for yourself and see. We got a special deal for our listeners: 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering the promo code RHAP at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product, enter promo code RHAP at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. We thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Now let's get back to the Twitch trivia.
So what we have here is a game that we are going to call Going for Two. Each contestant will alternate choosing a season in Survivor history. So it'll be up to you which season you choose. Your opponent will have a chance to answer with who the second boot was on that season. If correct, they will earn 1 point. If incorrect, they do not lose a point, but the player who chose the season will have a chance to answer for 2 points. If the season chooser is then incorrect on their own season, the season chooser will lose 1 point. We will go 8 rounds, so the player will choose 4 seasons. So each player will choose 4 seasons. And Shannon, as the player who...
4 seasons, wait. Total landscaping?
Is it, yes. So
I choose a season for me to answer.
You're going to... So if Shannon's going first, which... she is, because you're listed first on my scoreboard. If you're choosing the season first, AJ will have the first shot at the question. If AJ is right, he will gain 1 point. He will not lose a point if he's wrong, but if he's wrong, you, Shannon, will have an opportunity to answer for 2 points. If you're wrong on your own season, you'll lose 1 point. So there's some strategy here of which season you choose as the winner of the last game. For 1 round, you'll specify which one you want to do before you choose the season. You will not lose a point if you're wrong. So that's your bonus for winning the first round.
I will not lose a point if I'm wrong.
On one of them, and you have to specify which one before you choose the season.
Okay, I'll do that now.
Okay, so Shannon's doing it for the first round. Shannon, which season are you going to choose?
Thailand.
AJ, who was the second boot on Thailand?
AJ is nodding.
Yeah, good old Jake.
It was not Jake. So Shannon.
I don't know. I should have picked one I could have got. But I don't lose a point.
You don't lose a point. The answer, Rod, you know.
I don't know.
Of course I know this. Yeah.
You just watched the season. Yeah. You literally just watched it.
Yeah, Team TV. Tanya Vance.
Tanya Vance is correct. So the Robin Haley team get a point. No, okay. Okay, so
If AJ, if I get enough right, Haley gets back in the game.
Yeah. AJ, you are choosing the season.
Haley's on the edge.
I think it's so hard. I think I could go all the first boots, but you never remember the second boot.
I know. Well, that's why we did it. This is a round two challenge. It can't be first boots.
Oh no. I'm gonna go with China.
Survivor China.
Yeah, let's go with China.
Second boot. I don't remember if you were second or third, but I'm gonna say Ashley.
Ashley Massaro is correct. The late Ashley Massaro, unfortunately passed away recently, is correct. And Shannon, you gain a point. And Shannon, you get to choose the next season.
I'm going to say Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers.
Okay, AJ.
Wait, I don't know why we're doing this game. I don't get
to talk to ourselves, AJ. We're all here on our free time.
Think about the tribes. Who
I don't know which tribe lost second. Like, it could have been the Heroes. Who was on that season?
Or the Healers or the Hustlers?
Or the Hustlers. Oh, you know, I'm going to go with Hustlers. Wait a minute. Was it a Hustler? No. Maybe? Yes. I'm going to guess. It wasn't Ashley. You know what? Yeah, Ashley.
Ashley is not correct. No. Shannon, 2 points if you're right. You lose your only point if you were wrong.
Simone
is correct. Friend of mine, Simone, friend of the podcast. And Shannon,
I don't know why Simone just like was sticking in my head as like the second boot. And I just like, okay, what's a good season? Oh, no, AJ is picking the season, right?
Yes, AJ, you're picking the next season.
This is torture. I hope you know this. Let's go with, I said China last time. Worlds Apart.
Okay, Survivor, Worlds Apart. Shannon, you get to answer.
Joaquin.
It was not Joaquin. So AJ, you for 2 points. If you're right, one you lose 1 point if you're wrong.
Was it Nina?
It was not Nina. Haley, do you know this one?
No, of course I don't.
Bob, do you know this one?
Vince Sly, Mount Rushmore, second boot.
Yes.
You're watching him probably Sunday night. Probably won't watch it Sunday night because of the Super Bowl, but soon.
So we've done four, which means we have four left. Shannon, you are choosing the season.
I think if I get one more right, Haley gets back in the game.
And then we'll immediately go right out again.
I think, yeah, Pearl Islands.
Okay, Pearl Islands. AJ, who was the second boot of Pearl Islands?
Was it Ryan?
It was.
Which
Ryan.
One?
AJ.
Skinny Ryan.
he would have said Rhino if it was Ryan.
I got an easy one.
AJ, you are on the board with 1 point. Shannon has 3 points. And AJ, you are choosing the season. You could get right back into this if Shannon gets it wrong and you get it right.
Don't give me false hope. Mm-hmm. Give me Game Changers.
Ooh. Survivor Game mm-hmm. Changers.
You don't want to go with Tony Blackos.
Yeah, that maybe you can chat with Tony.
I think I can do the Tony question.
Shannon, you get one more point there. You were up 4-1. Shannon, you are choosing the season. We're doing two more.
I'm going to go with... There's so much strategy in this. There's too much strategy in this.
No.
I'm going to go Vanuatu.
Survivor Vanuatu. AJ.
Vanuatu was such a good season.
Vanuatu...
The second boot was... Chris...
It was not Chris. Chris won. Spoiler alert for Survivor Vanuatu. Chris won. Shannon, who was the second boot? If you lose a point if you don't get it
right. Dolly.
It was Dolly Neely. So Shannon, you get 2 points there. AJ, you're going to round out this game by choosing one more season.
Let's go with... I'm going to stump you. Lord knows I am. One world.
Survivor, one world. So,
So
this is going to be the second person officially out of the game.
Nina
is correct. The reason why we said that is that she is really the first person voted out. Matt Quinlan is the second person voted out, but Courtney Moon is medevaced to start the game. So Shannon, right? Now you have a pretty big lead. 4, 5, 6. You have a 7-1 lead. But the good thing about the next game is that there are 36 points up for grabs in the final game. It's very unlikely that 36 points will be scored, and I'll tell you why in a second. Haley, I told you that you have a role in this second round.
Haley, give me all 36 points.
Okay, AJ, 36 points for you, bud.
Haley, I love you so much, and you know that, but he asked first. What am I supposed to do?
I'm really bad at buzzing in first.
Haley, your job in this game, I sort of oversold it that you have a vital role.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, what is the job? What is
you
it?
Get to be the you get to be the buzz judge.
Oh, okay. Not the buzz judge. No more buzzing.
This is a buzzing game.
So I don't have good hand-eye coordination.
I take bribes too, guys.
What do you want?
Is hand-raising hand-eye coordination?
Yes.
I think it's just
the hands.
And like, is it possible just to do the hands up instead of, I guess that doesn't work as well as the audio format, does it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, Haley, as the buzz judge, I believe this is your call.
It is my call. You're right. Will you just say your own names?
Like a Pokemon?
As your buzz, yeah. Hey, just so nobody has to like try and remember what word they were supposed to say.
All right, so Jordan, tell us about round four.
So this is a game that also comes from Sarah Carradine. And this game is called Who Am I? And the way that this is going to work, I am going to give you various clues during the game of the survivor that I am thinking of. The good news is everyone gets a free clue in that this person is from a season that aired this week in Survivor history. So that only includes Australia, All-Stars, Panama, Fiji, or Micronesia. So there's five seasons, Australia, All-Stars, Panama, Fiji, Micronesia, that this player played on. Doesn't mean that they didn't play on other seasons, but they definitely played on one of those five seasons.
Okay.
So I am going to read a series of clues. At any point, you can buzz in and try to guess who the survivor is. After each clue, you're only allowed to buzz once. If you buzz and you're wrong about who the survivor is, you lose a point. If you're right, you get a certain amount of points, which I will read. The first one, if you get it after the first clue, is worth 12 points. Second clue is worth 10 points. Third clue is 8. Fourth is 6. Fifth is 4. Sixth is 2. And each clue,
I don't know if you should be working with this many numbers.
I don't think I've made an addition or subtraction mistake yet.
We'll see in the comments. We'll see in the comments. Twitter will tell us tomorrow.
Like, yeah. I mean, I think it's, I think we're,
people will go through this. Yeah.
Oh, they definitely will. I get it, like, not every time. I mean, I think it's been a while since I've actually made a scoring mistake, but people definitely pay attention. But that's good. I mean, look, you need to make sure.
And we're doing this 36 times?
No, there's going to be three rounds of this game. Oh, okay. There's three players. For the first game, there'll be one player that you're trying to get. We'll do it again, then we'll do it again. So if you're able to guess the player after the first clue each time, that's 36 points. It's going to be very hard to do because after the first clue, there's many possible answers that it could be. So if you buzz in, you have to answer. You do not have to buzz in after any clue. You don't lose a point if you don't buzz in, but you can only buzz in once. Whoever buzzes in first, and this is where Haley, you come in. If both people buzz in, whoever buzzes in first gets to answer first. Then the other person gets a guess.
I'm really happy to have Haley on the buzz.
So this is going to be. I'm thinking of a survivor.
I'm scared, to be honest with you. I don't want to be yelled at by Jordan like Rob would.
I don't yell at people. Okay. The first clue for the first survivor that we're trying to get. I have played in three seasons of Survivor. Remember, if you buzz and you're wrong, you lose a point. Doesn't look like anyone is buzzing. So,
AJ, I forgot.
AJ is going for it. AJ, you have a guess.
I think I heard AJ on that one.
Great job, Haley. You did so well.
All right, AJ, what is your guess?
My guess is James Clement.
It is not James Clement. So unfortunately, AJ, you lose your only point.
AJ, that was very bold to buzz in after one clue.
I'm so behind.
You're behind by seven. Okay, question. This is going to be clue number two. I have won at least one individual reward or immunity challenge in my Survivor career.
Helpful. Wait, did you say? Okay, I forgot the first clue. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
First was I've played in three seasons. Okay, the second three, one was I have won at least one individual reward or immunity challenge in my career. Doesn't seem like anyone's buzzing. So we're going to go to clue number three.
Can I buzz?
One person. Like, I'm not going to buzz it.
Do you want to buzz, AJ?
I'll take another guess.
That doesn't seem fair.
I'm just gonna
all right, let's keep going. Let's not get stuck in the mud.
It's too late, AJ. You waited too long. Question. So this is clue number three. I never came in first, and I never came in last. Okay, let's go to question number four. I made the merge in all but one of my seasons. This would be worth 6 points. I played on Heroes versus Villains.
There's still multiple options.
This is the final clue. The Ogacourt tribe loves my tortillas. Shannon.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, Shannon.
Jerry.
It is Jerry Manthi. 2 points. You have 9. AJ has 0, but these can be worth a lot of points if you get it early in the round. So we're going to go to who am I, number two. Again, this doesn't count as a clue. Everyone's either from All-Stars, Australia, Panama, Fiji, or Micronesia.
Okay.
So here's the first clue. For 12 points, if you get it. I am more commonly known by a name other than my given name.
AJ!
That was AJ.
That was AJ. I heard it too. Good job, Hallie. AJ, what is what is your guess?
What is wrong with me? Oh,
Can AJ unbuzz? Can he unbuzz?
You know what?
He cannot unbuzz. He buzzed.
But
he's
on
the
point.
Ellie, the buzz judge, said AJ can unbuzz. So AJ, if you would like, you could unbuzz.
I'll unbuzz.
You don't need to get all 12 points here.
AJ on Buzz. I think that's a wise.
Yeah, you're only down by 9. This is two questions.
Don't buzz in if you really don't know, or if it's in the first 3 clues. Just don't worry about
it. Hang in there. Okay.
I want to be coached by Haley. What should I do?
I love you, and you're so good at everything. You barely need my assistance,
but I still need it.
Okay, I'm here for you. Here for you.
All right, ready, guys? Question number 2. This is for 10 points if you get it right. Sadly, I did not make the merge in my season, which premiered this week. Doesn't sound like we have a buzz. Yeah. Okay, Shannon has buzzed in.
No, Jordan, that's my job.
I'm sorry. Buzz judge, Hallie.
I think that was Shannon.
Okay, Hallie said that and buzzed in.
Mad Dog.
It was not Mad Dog. So you lose a point. It could have been. But it was not. You have 8 points. Okay.
Okay, AJ, just hold on until you know the answer, because then you'll get some guaranteed points. Yeah. So don't worry about buzzing in next time unless you really in your heart know.
Okay.
You got this, and I believe in you. You can do this.
Question number 3.
Yes.
I was the first man to get voted out of my tribe.
Do you know this again? One, AJ? Do you know it in your heart?
Sorry, say that again, Sean.
What was the clue before this one?
Sadly, I did not make the merge in which my season, which premiered this week.
Yeah.
And the first clue?
I'm not going back that far.
Come on, Jordan.
It's a nickname. They go by a nickname or whatever.
They go by a nickname. Okay.
Did I hear what are the seasons from this week?
We have Australia, All-Stars, Panama, Fiji, Micronesia. Okay. I am going to go to question. I'm going to go to clue number 4. We're going to clue number 4.
How many points is this worth?
This is worth 6 points if you get it.
You took Australia, All-Stars,
Fiji.
You got to write these down.
Panama?
Fiji.
Panama, All-Stars, Fiji, Australia, and Micronesia.
Okay.
And we're going to number 4. This would be worth 6 points if you get it after this clue. Luckily, my tribe won the first immunity challenge, or I might have been the first one out.
It was Fiji, Micronesia. What other seasons were there? Australia and All-Stars. And Panama. And it's a man. And he was voted out first. And he don't have a number.
No, he just
name.
Didn't make the merge. You said Fiji was one of them, right?
Fiji was one of them, yes.
And it was a guy who didn't go by his given name on the season.
Oh, I'm going to go with AJ.
You're buzzing in?
Yeah, okay. I'm buzzing in.
Okay.
Is it Homeboy? Homeboy. I want to say his name was Gary. He was on Fiji. He was the big boy. He was the white guy. Is his name Gary?
His name was Gary. He did go by Papa Spurf, but he is not the right answer.
Discussion.
So AJ is in -1. Are you buzzing, Sean?
The first male voted out of his tribe. I'll buzz in. Rocky?
It was not Rocky.
Oh, I was trying to lead AJ towards.
Yeah, sorry. That's where I was going. I picked up the crumbs and I went, okay.
Okay, so
you really did help AJ.
Yes. Okay.
Question number five. Shannon, you have a 7-1 lead.
Yes.
Okay. This is going so well for me.
I only played 1 season of Survivor.
That's all of them. Well, most of them.
I'm not hearing.
I'm good.
Just give us a second, Jordan.
This is supposed to be a fast-paced game.
It's really hard. Yeah. Can you give us?
This is a hard game, but there's a lot of points at stake.
A lot of points.
4 points at stake.
Hey, we've pretty much ruled out Fiji, so I'm dealing with that right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll guess again. I'll lose a point. Let's do it. Let's chat.
Hallie, I'm going to do it. Buzz.
Buzz. Yeah, that's a buzz. I thought you could only buzz in once per round, but we're just going free balling now.
No, you can buzz in after.
I'm going to do it. I feel good about my answer.
Yes, what
Bob
is it?
Bob Dog.
Say that again.
Bob Dog?
Bob Dog is the correct answer. So, okay. Shannon, you get 4 points, okay. 11. The only people that we had left were Bob Dog and Mikey B.
I did not even have Exile Island on my list of seasons I thought it could be.
Wait, but Mikey B. Mikey B's name is Mikey B.
Mm-hmm. It is not Mikey B. It's Michael Bortone.
That's Mikey B.
That's Mikey B.
Jordan. Like how that's Rob C.
Mm-hmm. Like
that's his name.
What are you saying? Are you saying that Mikey B is a nickname and not his real name?
According to this list, yes, but Bob Dog is the correct answer, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, Jordy, hey.
Okay, we are going to the last game. This is going to be one more Who Am I? Same seasons, Australia, All-Stars, Panama, Fiji, Micronesia, and here we go. Clue number one. I made the merge in my season, which premiered this week.
How many points really did that
share? This is for 12, if you get it right.
Okay, I have, I think, 11, and you have AJ. Minus one. You have to take a stab. This is so AJ, exciting. You yes. can tie it right here.
This is for the tie. If you don't get this right, you cannot mathematically win. Actually, I guess Shannon could lose a lot of points, but mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I won't do that strategically. I'll literally never buzz in until I know. Then, you know, I don't want to make it fun. I just want to win, right. And I'm happy with that.
AJ, what is your guess? Made the merge in the season that premiered
this season. We already did Panama. Who was the first answer?
Jerry?
It doesn't. I mean, it could be anyone from Australia, All Stars, Panama, Fiji, or Micronesia.
I don't believe you. What was the first answer?
The first answer was Jerry. And Bob Dog.
Jerry. So I'm taking out Australia and Fiji. Let me go to Micronesia because I can. I'm gonna say Alexis.
Alexis Jones. Is not the correct answer.
Could you imagine if Shannon would have lost on that?
I don't believe you, Jordan. I don't believe you.
You would have never heard the answer.
It would have been the greatest moment in Twitch history.
I was hoping he was going to get it right. Unfortunately, the answer was Shannon, this does not count because you have officially won the game. You can have a guess. This is not for points.
What if Haley gets it? What if Haley gets it before Shannon?
Haley, who do you think is the person I'm thinking of here?
Okay, just tune in, Haley. You got it.
You got this. I believe in you. I have faith.
Shane. Powers.
It was not Shane Powers.
I'm going to go with someone who gives me double chance. Saree.
It's not Saree.
Okay, well, let's hear the next couple of clues so the people at home can play along.
I don't want to lose a point
there,
right? Yeah.
What are you going for, the high score?
Yeah.
Well, I've already given away that it's Survivor Panama. So the next clue was at the tribal council where I was voted out. No votes were counted for anyone else.
Okay.
The next clue was I was the seventh member of the jury.
Wait. Okay. So then it
Terry.
Yes, Kelly Strong gets it. It is Terry Dietz.
No, I was just.
So Terry was the right answer, which means that Shannon, you win by a score of 11 to -1. AJ, I think you've made history here as the first player to ever get negative points in a round of Twitch. Yes. It's also the first time we used to be able to lose points on an incorrect answer. But
I just like to make history. I would like to thank my mom, dad.
That's why it's Survivor history. Yes.
The thing is, though, AJ, you did score 16 points in the first round. So overall, you really got 15 points. So that's not so bad. It's actually probably one of the higher scores in Twitch history, but I mean it's only been like two episodes since we've been going this high. So
Shannon, I will happily lose to Shannon any day.
You are going up against Rob, and we have Shannon
grudge match
and Rob here. So
Rob, remember that time that AJ and I buzzed in and I was slightly ahead and you said it was AJ?
Yeah,
I've been waiting for this moment for like the last 30 minutes.
All right, it all is going to come down to this.
Shannon against Rob. Rob is the final boss here. Shannon and Rob. We have two people here. We have AJ and Haley, who are not players in this final round, but they
we're like will decoys. Be playing. We're like in American Gladiators. You know, the people like who'll try and hit you off the hanging bits. That's AJ and I. We're the gladiators.
I would say you're more like lifelines, because Shannon, as the guest, you could have either AJ or Haley.
Oh, I wonder who she's going to choose. The idiot who lost the first round or the person who's on Survivor.
And you can use your lifeline on only, you can only use your lifeline on one question.
I don't want to have to choose that. I don't want to.
Right,
just in terms of like not hurting feelings. And
do you want me to do it based on who's on the screen right now on each side of me?
Okay.
So it's going to be Rob and Kelly versus Shannon and AJ. You can call your lifeline in for one question in this final game.
Look, if you don't know it, it's good to have somebody to talk it through with.
Rob, if the question is, where on the map is this country? Great. I will point out Fiji or Vanuatu or Panama to you on a map.
Good. I stink at geography.
Great. But if it's anything else,
I'm not sure if I have any geography.
Longitudinally, this season.
Yeah, I don't think.
We can figure that out together. I'm happy to do that.
And Shannon, if you need to answer a simple math question, I got you.
Good. I need that. I'm lacking that.
I don't have anybody for that. So,
then Jordan might need you.
That's great, actually. So, here's how this game is going to work. It's going to be very similar to how we ended the Twitch game last time, but we did change the rules. We did amend the rules, and we said we were going to do this because I think it's a better system. So,
the last game was broken.
So there are four categories of questions. I'll give you the categories when I'm done reading the rules. If you get the answer right, you earn 1 point. You can also pass the question. If your opponent is right, they gain 2 points. If they pass it back to you, you must answer, and you get 3 points. An incorrect answer counts as a strike against you. If you get 3 strikes before your opponent gets 3 strikes, your opponent wins, even if you have more points. When an incorrect answer is given, the other player will be given the opportunity to answer the question for however many points it would have been worth had their opponent passed. So if, like, Rob's choosing the category, Rob's getting the question, he gets it wrong, Shannon will then get to answer the question for 2 points. However,
what would be the point of? Okay, so if you guess, you can get a point.
If you guess, you can get a point. But incorrect answer always results in a strike. So if your opponent gets it wrong, you can choose not to answer it if you don't want to. You can choose to skip, and then I'll just give the answer, or we'll go to AJ and Haley to see if they know the answer. So you don't have to answer it. If you get it right, though, you'll get the amount of points that it would have been had the question been passed to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Find out. Okay, so the four categories, and Shannon, as our guest, you'll get to choose the category first. We have episode 1, episode 2, Finders, and Survivor Fiji 1.
Okay, and Rob is going to be answering.
Rob the is going.
One. I'm passing. Yeah, but I choose it.
You're choosing it for him. So yeah, you are choosing a category for Rob to answer.
I'm going to go episode 2.
Okay, episode 2. Kimmy Kappenberg refused to eat cow brain during the Australian Outback Gross Food Eating Challenge. Who was matched up against her, scoring a point for the Ogacore tribe?
Let me think about this for a second. So if I pass it to Shannon, she gets the chance to answer it for 2 points, and she could pass it back to me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to pass this to Shannon.
Let me think it through. Ogacore tribe.
And at any point, you can use your lifeline.
Don't use your lifeline.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to. I was about to. This is when it's good to be bad at buzzing in, because AJ got it before me. He dove in front of that bullet. This is my problem, because when I'm on a podcast, I feel like I feel bad about thinking. So can someone just kind of filibuster for a little bit while I write down Ogacore members?
When I was a child, I used to play.
Thank you, AJ.
Shannon is writing down Ogacore members. Haley.
Yes.
We haven't heard from you in a while. Obviously, you can't give the answer, but do you think you know the answer to this question?
Absolutely not. No, I have a guess, but I just don't think it's correct. I haven't watched Survivor Australia since my second year of university, which was in like 2011. So it's been a while but I did used to take those Sporkle quizzes.
I'm ready to
go. Sporkle quizzes where it was like name every single person who's ever been on Survivor. You know, I think those are still around, and I used to be okay at those, but then I lost it all. So Shannon, what's up, girl?
Yeah, those Sporkle quizzes keep the mind. You know, we've really created something here. I want to do more Sporkle than I'm currently doing. I feel.
Shannon, we need an answer.
That be a podcast.
Okay, I'm going to go with Keith.
Keith Famey is correct. Shannon, you have 2 points to
writing
start
down Ogacore.
Yes.
And, Rob, a lot more filibustering now that I know that that's helpful.
Yes.
Rob, you are now choosing a category.
And do I have a strike? Or does Shannon have 2 points?
No, you didn't get a question wrong.
Okay.
You only get a strike if you get a question wrong. So again, each category has 2 questions in it. So every category is open for you to choose for Shannon.
Okay. All right. Let's do Fiji.
Okay. So Survivor Fiji 1. So this is for Shannon. Who on the Ravu tribe aligned with the first 2 boots of Survivor Fiji, Jessica and Erica? This trio would be the only 3 players to cast a vote for someone other than Jessica at the first tribal.
Rocky.
Rocky is correct. So Shannon, you get a point there. You have a 3-0 lead, and you're going to choose a question for Rob.
Can I have the categories again?
Yep. We have Survivor Fiji 1. We have Finders. We have Episode 1, Episode 2.
And how many questions? 4 questions is this game?
There's 8 questions in the game total. Unless we get to 3 questions.
Episode 2.
Episode 2. So this is going to be from episode 2s in Survivor. This is the last one in this category. Who on Mogo Mogo found the first key to their tribe's chest, but in a confessional dismissed it as extraneous crap that's not Survivor?
Hey, Jordan, I hate to bring up something that happened in 2018. Please stop asking Rob questions about season.
He was playing the game.
Like, I don't want to go up against Rob in seasons he was on.
This is your guy, Jordan. Hey, you're too hard on him.
Nobody on this call was on the Mogo Mogo beach when this happened.
But one person on this call was on the beach.
He was on the same season. Hey, I had only 5 episodes to work with this week.
What's a tough one for him?
Rob, do you know the answer?
Is Shannon passed?
No, shit. It's my question.
Okay. And there's still a lot of questions left. I do know the answer, but I'm debating whether I should. I need to, like, am I in the AJ zone where I need to pass to hopefully get 3 points here yet?
We have.
We're going to do 8 total questions, right?
Total, and okay. we've done 2.
Okay, all right. So I will say that the answer is Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch is correct. Rob, who was on that season.
Rob, but how would you know that? Were you on that season? Like, that's just...
I didn't want to watch that season, Shannon, if it makes you feel any better.
Rob, this is a fun fact. All Stars is the only season I've never seen as an adult. Because I didn't want to watch you get voted out as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So
I watch Rob get voted out every week.
Every week, Jordan?
I'm kidding. It's fine.
Rob, remember saying you were my friend. You were my friend.
Yes. Well, yeah. Hold on. I want to hear Shannon say nice things.
Just saying that, like, cast your mind back 2 hours ago,
mm-hmm.
before I called you out on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of love there.
Yeah. There still is. As long as you win, I think we'll stay friends.
I think
needs to be Shannon versus Rob now. There's such a rivalry. And Rob,
I'm gonna pick a category for Shannon. Okay.
Yes.
All right, how about Finders?
Okay, Finders. So we're going to go to this question. After Yao Man knocked Fairplay's head into the boat to win the favorite's immunity idol, who did he point to the fans' idol, helping them secure it?
Rob will get it, so I'll just guess. Kathy.
It is Kathy. So Shannon, you get the point there. You have 4 points. Rob has 1 point. And Shannon, you are now picking the category for Rob.
Can I have the categories again?
episode 1, we have Finders, and we have Survivor Fiji 1.
I'll go Survivor Fiji 1.
Okay, so this is going to be for Rob. After Probst airdropped a box of supplies to the full Fiji cast before being split into tribes, who was able to open the box after the other contestants failed to do so?
I'm going to pass.
You are passing to Shannon.
I remember this moment. Like, it's one of the clearest moments of Survivor in my childhood.
Oh boy.
I don't know why, but Yao Man dropped it on its corner.
It was. Yes, it was Yao Man. He dropped in his corner. Everyone else was trying to just smash the box against the rock. Mm-hmm. And Yao Man, like, came in. He didn't even hit it that hard. He smashed the corner of the box and said it was physics. So, Shannon, you get 2 points for that. You are up 6-1. You both have your lifelines.
Oh, my lifeline. Mm-hmm. AJ.
Oh, I should. Okay.
And
Haley, did you know that?
I think I would have said Yao Man.
I would have said Sylvia.
Sylvia was big in that episode.
She had a huge episode.
Where's the crowbar?
Nobody remembers. Okay, so Rob, you are choosing this category for Shannon. The Fiji category is done. The episode two category is done. So
right, episode one.
Okay, episode one.
Questions are left?
We have one, two,
three
questions left. Okay, so
Rob, no way that doesn't count as an answer, right?
Mm-hmm. Give me a point.
And this is for Shannon now. In the first reward challenge of Exile Island, each of the four tribes had to pick a representative to compete for fire in the form of Flint. Unsurprisingly, Terry was chosen by the older men and finished first. Austin Carty for the younger men finished second, and Captain of Sports Danielle finished last for the younger women. Who did the older women choose to represent them in this opening challenge?
I don't know if Rob will get it. I could pass him and hope to get 3 points, but I might just maintain my lead, and I'll just say Ruth Marie.
It was Ruth Marie Milliman.
Who's not usually, water, Rob?
No way.
It's not usually the correct answer to questions on Twitch, but Shannon is
great. Ruth Marie.
7-1. Shannon, you are choosing the next one for Rob.
And the categories?
We have episode one, and we have Finders.
I should have just written down the categories. I'm going to go episode one.
Okay, so this is for Rob. Who did Deb Eaton try to get voted out instead of her by pointing out that this player wasn't feeling well and therefore wasn't as strong as the rest of the Kucha tribe?
Okay. I know the answer, but mathematically, I need to pass because I can't catch Shannon unless I go. I'm in the AJ zone, so I have to pass.
The AJ zone. I love that. We even tested so many things on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, I believe you could clinch it here if you get it. We'll still do the last question, but I believe you could clinch it here.
Jeff Varner
is
a lot of canceled Kucha members.
Right.
I had 5 seasons to work with, and like all of one of those seasons basically is canceled. I had the last. Okay, we'll do the last. Let's do the last.
And also, just to point out a hole in the game that so Shannon in that spot, if she doesn't know it, she should just get it wrong, and then prevent me from being able to get the points.
No, because if Shannon got it wrong there, you would have still been able to get
you
3 points.
You still would have been able to get 3 points.
Oh, I still would have been able to get 3?
Yeah, okay. And nobody was in danger. Nobody got a question wrong. So nobody would have been in danger of losing by strikes. Mm-hmm. But Shannon still, that's the rule that was changed. So you would have been able to gain 3 points there. That's what we changed. So it's not broken. It's just Shannon was much better at these questions than you
were. Mm-hmm. Jordan. My
this
guy.
Question, and I'm going to say that this question is going to be not for Shannon and Rob.
We're such an alliance against Rob right now. We're both getting fired.
I'm going to say that Shannon wins 9-1 because this last question is going to be a competition between AJ and Haley.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Finders. And Shannon, do you want to be the buzz judge for this question? or because we can't do that. I'm not going to do the 1-2-3 rules because that's not fair. You who gets to go first? I don't know. So who ran ahead of the rest of the Ogrecourt tribe during the trek to camp, finding their flag on the beach?
Haley did it. Haley's the one. She's got her hands up.
Was it Keith?
It was Keith. And that's my point that I was about to make before. Good job, Haley. Haley gets 28 points and wins the game. So Keith, there are a lot of canceled people on a Survivor Australia where two of the correct answers were Keith Famey in this game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what a big week for Keith Famey. So congratulations to Shannon Gus, the winner of Twitch Ultimate Trivia. We call her the world's foremost Survivor expert. Here she is. She has demonstrated once again her tenacity.
No. Okay. Well, yeah. Tenacity, maybe. Competitiveness, meanness. I want to say this is the first Twitch I've won. I feel happy about that. And I just went at my bachelorette party. We played Survivor. And one of my friends didn't vote for me to win because she said, in her words, I took it too far. So I just want to apologize.
That's a great story. Yeah.
She really, like, we filmed all the voting confessionals and she was just like, I can't do it. I can't vote for you.
This story absolutely checks out for me.
She voted her out first because she's a year older than us and she was the older woman. It was not good. The point is, she's 29. It's not right. But the point is, I'm sorry for anything I say in the heat of competition. Mm-hmm. I don't mean much of it. I'm still Team Jordan, though. Mm-hmm. And I apologize just across the board. Rob, don't fire me.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Shannon, you join now a growing list of Twitch winners under the new Twitch Ultimate Trivia format. You are now up there with Mary Kwiatkowski.
Yes. Do you want to talk some trash about Frail Mary?
Me?
You already had a whole season of Survivor against her.
That was fake.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because I played Sequester and I dragged Mary.
Oh, that's right. All right. We got to schedule that.
Dragging her again.
For the Tournament of Champions.
I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited because it means I'll have at least one other podcast on RHAP after all. Mm-hmm.
Did Randy Neupel make a bracket of like all the potential Twitch winners facing off?
Format that if you give us the green light, we can use this big tournament format where Shannon and Mary are now into the next round.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up to you, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm game. I'll do it as many times as you want me to. But
you can write this many questions. How many weeks in a row are we going to do this?
I've been doing this for years, baby.
Mm-hmm. This is a lot of questions.
Okay. It's a lot of questions.
I thought it was Seeds Baby. Now we're trying to get Years Baby off the ground.
I mean, people have been saying baby at the end of the
That's it.
Hey girl, hey. I've been writing questions forever.
I can't wait for that that merch.
I'm going to be upset if Hey Girl Hey gets a t-shirt before the Chizzy gets a t-shirt. I'm going to be mad about it.
Yeah. What would the Haley, as the person who actually said "Hey girl, hey," because I did not say that in a message.
To be debatable, but
yeah.
Okay.
Abundantly clear. You even read the message. I was very rude.
Did I?
At the seasons. Yeah, you did. But Haley, what would the "Hey girl, hey" shirt be?
It would be a baby pink, of mm-hmm. course. And then in a really like nice purple font, like cartoon font, with kind of like that like white. That like white thing around it that makes it look like a bubble kind mm-hmm. of thing, like a balloon. Yeah, it looks like a balloon animal, kind of like that mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah,
that kind of fatigue, mm-hmm. as the French would say.
I would buy it.
Five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sold it.
Okay. Is Jordan's face anywhere on it?
I don't think we need my face.
No,
why would
we want people to buy it?
His catchphrase.
So it's like Jordan's face and then you a big like speech bubble and it's
no, my catchphrase is Seeds Baby. My catchphrase is not Hey Girl.
No,
hey.
I think that we it's Hey Girl Hey now.
You've said it a lot on this podcast.
I have said it a lot. Look, there's no one who goes with a joke too many times more than me. So the fact that Hey Girl Hey was said, that was the phrase of the podcast.
Seeds Baby is old news.
No.
Hey Girl Hey.
Seeds Baby Jordan's is new catchphrase. Look, Seeds Baby is the catchphrase.
Hey Girl, I feel like you could work Hey Girl Hey into a conversation. Look, more you know than how Seeds Baby in.
You know how Sesame Street had like the letter of the word of the week? We have the phrase of the week. Hey Girl Hey is absolutely the phrase of the podcast.
Yeah.
It's the phrase of the week. The actual main phrase. Seeds
All right.
Baby.
Well, let me send a note to the RHAP social media team.
Also, let's Jordan, put up, I don't think you get to choose this.
But yeah, put up a poll. Is Jordan Kalish's new catchphrase Seeds Baby or Hey Girl Hey? And let Twitter decide.
It worries me that I feel the catchphrases are controlling Jordan. Like they get bigger than him and he can't control them anymore. And who knows where they'll go, what will happen. I know I'm never starting a conversation with Jordan that doesn't start with Hey Girl Hey ever again.
We'll see.
And I talk to Jordan quite a bit, so I'm going to be messaging you. To you
I'm holding starting. You to that. Anytime you don't start with Hey Girl Hey, I am putting you on blast for going back, I promise. But the Seeds Baby really has taken over my life. I have maybe gotten this ad for like this thing about the Everything Bagel Seed ice cream like 17 times literally in the last
week. Did you have it?
I have not. No, it sounds horrible. It's ice cream with onion and garlic.
I would absolutely
another day, another ice cream.
That expert, would absolutely try it. And if anybody wants to send me some, knowing that it probably won't travel well here to Canada, I'm more than happy to accept it to sign my name on the FedEx line.
Ice cream. I mean, you could ship in Oregon, right? You just put it in like one of those like cold.
Yeah, one of those feels more important than the other.
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying there's the technology. It exists.
Listen, an organ is important.
Mm-hmm. Haley, do you have a catchphrase?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like a collection of idiotic things I've said over the years.
But like, because Rob, you've created the monster. Because like, when RJP is like advertising merch, it's pretty much always the Seeds Baby shirt. So I
I've talked to our design team about that. I don't know if we want to lead with Seeds Baby. I did send an internal memo on our Slack. Let's go with the let's play the hits. I don't know if we need to be marketing Seeds Baby so hard.
Deep cut, but it's really that deep of a cut anymore. I mean, it's really
to be fair. I had to slide in some DMs, be like, hey, like I feel like I'm missing something. What is Seeds Baby, though?
Yeah.
And how many people have sent that DM? I feel like many people have asked, what is Seeds Baby?
But Hey Girl Hey is going to be universal.
it's welcoming to everyone.
Mm-hmm. No explanation needed. Yes.
Yeah.
I did get a text from my friend recently who follows me on Twitter but is not a podcast listener, who said, what's with the Seeds Baby? So I had to explain.
Mm-hmm.
That's
HGH. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
I feel like the HGH hashtag has something else going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get A-Rod in for next.
All right. Haley, I know that you're covering The Bachelor this season every week with Rahap Recapper, Amy. Have you been enjoying this season of The Bachelor, or is it a dud?
It's hard. We've been podcasting about Bachelor content basically since the beginning of January until now, with maybe like 4 or 5 week break kind of like sprinkled through. We really enjoyed last season of The Bachelorette, and so this coming a mere 2 weeks after the last season, we're really comparing it to that. And there's been some drama this season that hasn't been really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Especially with such a historic season. Matt James is the first Black Bachelor. And we just really wanted a season that reflected the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really wonderful women on that season. And Amy and I we'd really love to focus more on those women. Yeah. Then the drama starters, but like, of course, those drama starters are getting a lot of the airtime, so we're kind of forced to talk about them. So hopefully in the coming weeks, we will be enjoying it more than we are currently enjoying it.
Okay. All right. If you want to follow our Bachelor coverage, check out Amy and Haley over on our Bachelor Rahap Up feed. And then if you want to follow Haley Strong personally, what's the best way to do that?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @HStrong_.
Yeah. Okay. All right. AJ, well, what's going on for you?
I'm doing nothing. I have nothing going on. Okay. My life is very nothing.
Yeah. What are you watching?
What am I watching?
Yeah.
What am I watching? I'm watching WandaVision.
How good is WandaVision?
It is so good. Oh my gosh. It is so good. Yes.
Today's Friday. I cannot wait for tonight.
Whoa.
Yes, it is so good. I watch it every Friday. Last week, I didn't have any internet, which upset me because I had to wait till like 6 p.m. to watch WandaVision. Like, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Now, does it have anything to do with Wanda Shirk or no?
No. Jordan, I didn't
think that the Marvel franchise was into Wanda Shirk.
The theme song is sung like Wanda, but that's it. That's like, the show itself is really not about her at all.
Mm-hmm.
My follow-up question, did Josh write this show? Did he secretly write this?
I don't think so, but the second episode says stop right there. I'm not even
kidding. Really? Wow. That's amazing.
Yep. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Yeah. All right. Where can we follow the great AJ Norris?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheKidNorris.
TheKidNorris. Okay. Great job, AJ, today. And then our champion, she is podcasting about Survivor South Africa from 2014, I believe. Season 5 of Survivor South Africa with the great Mike Bloom. Shannon, what's been going on in Survivor South Africa?
Honestly, it's been fun. It's actually really fun to get back. And like, if anyone's missing the Survivor schedule of watching, we watch 2 episodes a week, usually 1 episode this week, and cover it. Like, if anyone is missing that, like, come join us because it's a pretty good season and apparently it gets even better. There's some weird stuff, but we just make a lot of fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Why did you just watch one this week? Because it's the end of the pre-merge?
No, just because Mike has seen it before. So he said that will get us on a good track.
Okay.
For like a double episode coming up.
Trust the Bloom. Yeah.
Believe me, conversations are in place about this. It's a science.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay.
Yeah. So we're doing that. And next week I have another Survivor podcast. I've teased it a lot, but I've never actually announced it. So I'm going to do it here. I'm going to be talking to Taryn Armstrong again.
Yes.
On the game theory series. And we're going to be deconstructing the flip. They say flippers never win, but sometimes they do win. What flippers win? How do flippers win? What is a good flip? What is a bad flip? We'll be breaking it down.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say you were dissecting the strategy of the final game of Twitch, but maybe that's...
You honestly could. There's a lot there. No, but we're not.
Okay.
No, that sounds great.
All right. Great job there. Shannon, congratulations again on your win, and looking forward to hearing the flipping podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it should be fun. Last time, Taryn and I did plurality votes. I don't think this is as niche and nerdy, but we're trying to kind of get to that point. It'll be a lot of fun. So yeah, you can follow at Shannon Gates for any of that.
I'm going to tweet it out and say, you should check out this flipping podcast.
Oh!
That's good. Do that. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of reach.
Out of here.
Do it.
Okay. And then here he is, the man who started Hey Girl Hey, Jordan Kalish.
Yes. So dumb.
You know, Jordan. I'm just going to own it. I'm going to own it at this point. Yes, Hey Girl Hey is mine. Anything that has Hey Girl Hey on it, I invented that. I should be getting royalty checks from Hey Girl Hey. I have completely co-opted that phrase. Thank you, Haley, for giving me the idea.
Okay. Jordan, what do you have going on?
I have this podcast. I have I'm teaching still from home, which is interesting because it's gym and I live in an apartment, so that's not a gym. Definitely the smart move. My basketball season that I'd normally be coaching now has officially been canceled. Definitely the correct decision. I'm happy that they made the safe decision, but I'm also disappointed now that it's official that I won't be coaching basketball. But still, we'll probably be coaching baseball in April, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Besides that, I really don't have that much going on. I just watched all three seasons of The Handmaid's Tale, which was really good. I finished in like 2 weeks.
Oh my god!
So
they were filming the new season down the street from me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally down the street. Like,
I'm hoping that comes out soon. It's very good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll point it out to you. I will not watch the show, but I will point it out to you.
Mm-hmm. It's a creepy show.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay? I feel like that's very heavy to watch. Yeah.
It is really heavy, but I mean, like...
I mean, but you're talking to the guy that's watched, you know, the five worst seasons of Survivor in the last 5 weeks.
that's true. That's a good point.
Okay. All right. Check it out. All right. Thank you all so much for checking out this podcast. If you missed it, this past Wednesday night, we went through one of Shannon's all-time favorite Survivor seasons, The Edge of Extinction. And Shannon, cover your ears, because I feel like on a rewatch, wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. It was the best of what I've seen. It was the best of what I've seen so far.
That's how... Walking backwards in a ranking.
Yeah, the 36th best season. Ari Ferrari, Matt Scott, and me. We went through it all. And we'll continue this weekend. We'll have our patron feedback show. Myself and Matt Price will continue answering your feedback questions over at robinswebsite.com/patron. All right, Jordan. And then we'll be back with more Twitch Ultimate Trivia again soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's just special for Shannon. We're actually going to have whoever gets kicked out after the first game gets to come back for the fifth game in honor of the season that you're covering on Survivor this week. Twitch Edge of Extinction, we're doing it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. This episode of the podcast was sponsored by our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.